Joining us now in the KYMN studios, before we get to Bob, we'll have the forecast in just a couple of minutes, but Andre Savanich from Laura Baker Services Association is sitting in with us. Good morning, Andre.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming in today. You know, last time we talked to you is probably around the time you had your golf tournament, maybe before that.
Right, yeah, it's one event to the other, so it's never stops.
The summer has kind of come and gone. Has everything gone well for you?
Yeah, so far, I mean, we've had a great year. We had a successful golf tournament, and then we had our summer fun day, which was celebrating our 125-year anniversary. That was in August, and now it's already September, so yeah. It just keeps coming.
Yeah, 125 years, man. That's you're going to be celebrating the whole time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big year for us in a lot of different ways. You know, 125 years, there's so much history there, and we actually have a lot of new things going on. We're launching a lot of new programs, so this sort of feels like year one of the next 125 years, so...
Let's talk about the Flannel Gala. You were scheduled to have that earlier this year, earlier in the summer. That was the one day this summer that it rained.
Right. Right. Yeah, and then we ran into some COVID challenges.
So that's right.
Yeah, yeah, so we had to, you know, maybe in retrospect that was a good thing. We had to reschedule here for September, so now we're scheduled for Thursday evening, and the weather actually... knock on wood, looks very good. So
yeah, you know, looks like it's going to be about 61, I think, for a high. Or yeah, 61 for a high temp on Thursday. Probably in the 50s by the time we get around to the gala in the evening. So it's going to be flannel weather. It's
and maybe even an extra layer underneath. I don't know. It gets cool when the sun goes down. So
let's talk about the gala. It's coming up Thursday.
Right.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Thursday evening, it's going to be at Armory Square Event Center, and we plan to be outside. We have tickets still available. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance. And we have music, so we've got Helen Forsythe and Mikey performing, and then after that, we'll have the Zillionaires will perform. And then we'll have food and beverage available for purchase. Uncle B's Barbecue will be there, and rumor has it this is his last event in Northfield. He's going to be retiring soon, so it's your last chance to get a fix of Uncle B's Barbecue on Thursday. But this is an important fundraiser for us because we started it about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's been really successful and popular, and it's an easy way to just spend an evening and learn more about Laura Baker and the work that we do there.
Yeah, I really like the casualness of it. You know, you have your winter gala in December. Totally different tone. It's mm-hmm. formal dress up, a lot of fun, but this is just the opposite, the other end of the spectrum, really laid back and comfortable.
Yeah, it's I'm more of a flannel guy myself. I don't necessarily like to put on a suit and tie. I will, of course, for the gala, but yeah, it's very very casual. We'll have a small silent auction there. And obviously you can donate. Your $20 is also a donation. So, but it's a great chance just to meet some people and get a sense of community and listen to music. And music's always been an important part of Laura Baker Services. So
yeah, it's a fun night. What time do the doors open?
Doors open at 5, and mm-hmm. it'll go till we'll wrap up about 9 o'clock. We'll do our silent auction. We'll close at about 8:30, and then tickets are still available. You can go to laurabaker.org, and if you just go to the bottom corner of the page, you'll see the Flannel Gala page, and that has all the details and a link to buy tickets. And yeah, we'd love to have people out and bring friends and have a good time.
All right. Ella, Laura Baker Services, that easy one to find on the website, and get the get your tickets there. Once again, Andre Savanich with Laura Baker is with us. Will there be any type of program?
We purposely try to keep the program minimal so that people can come and go. So, you know, a lot of times people are working late and they may not be able to come till 6:30. We'll have Sandy Gertis, our executive director, will make a few announcements. We have a couple of awards that we'll give away, but we keep The program to sort of a minimum. We will have a scavenger hunt, so you'll have a chance to earn some Laura Baker swag, and so that's kind of fun, and it's a way to also learn about the organization as well. So,
that was fun last year.
Yeah. It was kind of, we just tried it out a few years ago, and actually a lot of people participated, and so we gave away a lot of swag, and that was really fun. And it's, like I said, it's a way to be able to learn about the organization, you know, while you're there. So
yeah, and find out what the bartender's favorite song is.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I can't reveal what the questions are this year. So it's top secret now.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. So I do that. What about the rest of the fall? Things going well? You have any big plans for the 125 years that you've been in existence so far?
Yeah. So the next big event for us will be our December gala, which is Saturday, December 3rd. And so that takes a lot of planning. We've been meeting, for several months already. And so that kind of consumes, once we finish the flannel gala Thursday, we sort of move into gala gear. And that requires a little bit more planning. So,
well, folks, put your flannel on now while you have you can. You have the opportunity that, actually, this is kind of the earliest opportunity. We're right into flannel weather right now, so it's playing right into your hand. One last thing. Can you get the tickets at the door if you don't get them in advance?
Yeah, if we encourage people to buy them in advance, just because we do want to sort of manage the number of attendees. We don't want to go over, but likely you'll be able to purchase some tickets at the door as well. But we encourage the purchase in advance. And the advantage of doing that is we'll open up the silent auction early. So if you've purchased your tickets ahead of time, you can participate in the silent auction that morning. We'll open it up and you'll get a text saying, hey, it's time to start bidding.
Good. Andre, anything else you'd like to bring up?
No, just thanks to, the community this year has been very supportive, and all of our sponsors, and thank you for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in and the work that you do throughout the year. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Andre Savanich, once again from Laura Baker Services Association. We've got Bob with the forecast and one last look at news coming up. Chamber chat at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. So that's all on the way.
Howdy, it's the month we wait for all year. The Defeat of Jesse James days are just beginning, because we're celebrating all